Yeah, there you go. That's the Golden Horde. And on the line now, I have Hugh Fitzgerald Ryan, and he's a historian. Hello, Hugh. How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm very well, Noel. Thank you. And yourself?
Well, there's the thing now, and I'm going to admit my ignorance, because I knew all about St. Patrick in Ireland and all like that, but I certainly didn't know about him, his link to Skerry. So give us a little bit of the history there.
Well, you know the old thing about a small step for a man, but a giant leap for mankind?
Mm-hmm.
We have in Skerries the footstep in the rock where St. Patrick first stood on mainland Ireland when he came on his mission to convert the Irish.
Okay.
He had coasted up along the coast and he was on the island, but he came ashore in Skerries, and the footstep is still there, the footprint is still visible, and we're very proud of it here. You put three fingers into the water in the footprint and make a wish, it's guaranteed to come true, but you can't tell anyone.
Really?
So I've no proof.
Great.
But that's what I was always told.
So are the pilgrimage made here every year? So I hadn't heard of it. I'm only down
no,
the road.
There's no established pilgrimage here. The last pilgrimage around here was 1798, and that was knocked on the head for security reasons.
Oh.
But there's a hell of a big parade here on St. Patrick's Day every year, right up the middle of the town, and St. Patrick leads the parade with his goat.
Mm-hmm.
The other legend of Patrick and Skerries is the story of the goat, which you may have come across. If you look at any of the clubs and societies, you'll find there's a goat in the badge.
Okay.
The legend is that St. Patrick's goat was stolen when he was away preaching. It was stolen from his island. Now, I can see the island from where I'm sitting, from my front window, and the ruins of his church are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they took the goat, the Skerries people. They hadn't been Christianized or baptized at this stage. They must have been a bit rough and ready. But they cooked the goat, they ate it, and he came looking for it, and he was not amused. And they said, no, we never saw any goat. We know nothing about the goat. And inside the people, the goat heard them and began to bleat, going baa, baa,
yeah, yeah,
whatever goats do. So the story was that he said that Skerries people would always be called Skerries goats.
I'm sure they're not too happy with that.
An old slanderous belief that he said all women would have beards in Skerries, but I've never met one. And I've been here all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of fun. We celebrate the goat. He's on the church. At one time, the goat, there was a statue carved on the new church by Albert Power, and some parishioners took a bit of offense at this,
mm-hmm.
and Albert had to come and remove the goat.
Okay. They kept
and
it seemed to keep
it back. It's
yeah.
back again.
Great.
We put it back in 1988, the 50th anniversary.
Okay. I'm just saying that, as I was saying, from my ignorance, I didn't know anything about this at all, because it was kept fairly quiet. I remember you mentioned there Red Island. I remember staying down there around 1977, 78, and I was there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and because it was a very popular place, especially with people from the north.
And so on.
Yeah.
We always assume everybody knows that.
Yeah, true.
But now we're drawing attention to it. There's a big sign up showing the history of Patrick in Skerries, and as I say, on the ruined church, there's an old window that virtually draws a picture of a bishop. When you look at it, you think it was a picture of a bishop, so we kind of regard that as St. Patrick's photograph, the first ever photograph,
mm-hmm.
the window in the church. So it's very much more publicized now. You see, at one time, there was a bit of needle in this, and other towns in the vicinity would say you stole St. Patrick's goat, and people would deny it. But now we're proud of the legend and the connection, and the fact that he came here to start his mission to the Irish, and he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
The island of saints and scholars, and scary goats, of course. The goat will be in the parade at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, and he'll walk up the town with St. Patrick himself.
Okay.
And he's looking very well for his age.
Okay, and the footstep that's there, Hugh, is what is it in concrete or?
I know originally it wouldn't have been. Rock. Now, the legend again is that he jumped from his island, which is about 3/4 of a mile offshore, mm-hmm. and he landed on the rock with such mm-hmm. force and such anger that his foot sank into the rock.
Okay.
Now, the prosaic explanation would be that the people marked the spot. They carved out the footstep. But it's been there for 1,500 years.
And tell me again, in case I get down, tell me in case I get down there, Hugh, what do you have to do to get the wish and tell nobody about it?
Dip 3 fingers into the footstep. There's always water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep calling it a footstep. It's a footprint.
Print, yeah.
There's always water. You can dab it on your forehead. You can bless yourself with it. And you make your wish, but you don't tell anyone.
Okay.
So, guaranteed to work.
Okay, and also mentioned Swords Castle will be open on Patrick's Day as well for guided tours. But that's a great phenomenon in Skerries on the day. So, 3 o'clock, the parade kicks off. But I imagine advise people to get down there much earlier.
Get down in the morning, yes, have your lunch here, wander around, look at the footprint, make your wish, and wish for a fine day, first of all. And as I say, he made a big impact in every sense of the word in Skerries. The local schools and church are called after him. He's on all the society badges mm-hmm. and crests. And this is St. Patrick's first port of call.
Okay. There's great history there, as I say, I didn't know. But incidentally, talking about the Red Island, did he ever do anything with that site?
Well, no. Unfortunately, in a way, the council took it over and they turned it into a car park where you can sit and look at all the islands, fabulous views. Mm-hmm. You can look at the beach and the tower and the town. And like thousands of people come here on a fine day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very good playground if you have children or even grandchildren. I don't know. No. And
it's a great place.
Little fellas. It's a phenomenal town. It has everything here.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about it is the train. I mean, you don't even have to drive. You can get the train down because that's what I used to do.
Get the 33 bus. We can't mm-hmm. forget that number, all the threes.
Yeah.
33 bus comes right down along the coast here and it's magnificent. Go up on top.
And of course, with all things today, you have a website about St. Patrick's weekend because it's going to be the whole weekend.
A very good Skerries News website
mm-hmm.
and a Skerries website. There's another one with the history of Skerries in photographs going back 140 years. We're very proud of what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly, or was nearly, a well-kept secret, but we're letting people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 25 minutes drive from the airport. It's about 40 minutes on the train. It might be an hour on the bus because mm-hmm. it goes through Rush.
Yes, yes.
Which gives you an extra panorama. You can see as far as the Wicklow Mountains on one end and the Mourne Mountains in County Down at the other side.
Mm-hmm. Have you written a book at all, Hugh, about the history that you have down there in Skerries?
I contributed paintings to a book about Fingal, and I've written a few novels loosely based around Skerries. Not all of them, but some of them.
Okay.
And one of them centres on one of the Martello Towers on the island.
Okay.
And there's another Martello Tower on the mainland, Red Island, as you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually, that's where I stayed when I was down there in 77, 78. I actually stayed in the tower, one of the towers for two weeks.
Yeah, God, yes. It was a very interesting building at that time with an annex built onto it, which is now gone. But there are all sorts of plans to make it an interpretive centre around the story of Patrick,
mm-hmm.
which is great in its own right. You can land on his island. You'd be well advised to do it early in the year before all the thistles grow up.
Yeah.
And you can wander around and look at the ruin. One part of it is said to be contemporaneous with St. Patrick's arrival, a little bit of a stone cell, and then it was built further by the Augustinian monks in later years, and then they left it in the 1300s because it would be a dreadful place to live in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And they came ashore and built, they transferred their monastery to Holm Patrick on the mainland, and Henry VIII put paid to that, as he did to so many other things.
Okay.
So you can follow a trail of St. Patrick. Yeah. And
great history. Anyway, the parade kicks off. As I say, people should get down there quite early in the morning because the parade kicks off at 3 o'clock.
And
following
and
the footsteps of Patrick.
It finishes at Skerry's Mills. We have two restored windmills.
Okay.
Very proud of those two.
Okay.
Very dramatic looking on the skyline. So come along and enjoy the day.
And people,
if you don't get down that day, come down some other day.
Well, I would recommend, I'd recommend that people, any of their weekend off, to take a visit down to Skerry's and have a look. Because apart from St. Patrick, the great history down there as well.
Great
and wonderful, history. Wonderful sights.
Great scenery, great beaches, great sport.
Yeah. So people can look up the website, visitskerrys.ie. Or you can follow him on Facebook. But visit skerrys.ie for all the information, everything that's down there. Listen, Hugh, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. And very knowledgeable in the history, of course. You are a historian. Why not? But it's terrific. You should write quite a good book on the history of the whole area of Fingal, but especially on Skerrys.
Fine book on the island of St. Patrick.
Okay.
Which is available in local bookshops, written by archaeologists and historians. Recommended.
Okay.
I learned a lot from it myself.
Okay, I must have a look up at that myself. Thanks very much, Hugh, and I hope to be talking to you again.
You're very welcome indeed, Noel, any time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that is, of course, Hugh Fitzgerald Ryan, historian. And get down there to Skerry's now on Patrick's Day. But I would say go down there any time over the weekend. Bit of reconnaissance on the weekend. Maybe go down Saturday or Sunday just to give yourself time. But terrific to go on the train. Or as he said, the bus because of the sightseeing. But look up visitskerrys.ie. But the parade starts at 3 o'clock. Recommend go down a bit early, have a bit of lunch and enjoy the down there. I didn't know that about St. Patrick and the footprint and the goat and all that. So there you go, you learn a bit every day.